Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Sheriff's deputies arrest 22-year-old on multiple felony charges. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. On Monday, Campbell County Sheriff's deputies executed multiple search warrants related to an investigation initiated by a cyber tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Sheriff Investigator Justin Cody reported that after analysis by the center, the tip was referred to the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, a division of the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation, led by Commander Chris McDonald. The investigation resulted in the arrest of a 22-year-old individual on multiple charges, including 8 felony counts of sexual exploitation of children, 4 misdemeanor counts of bestiality, and 1 misdemeanor count of marijuana possession. Cody stated that there are no additional suspects in the case, though further search warrants are being issued to examine electronic devices seized during the investigation. The individual was transported to the Campbell County Detention Center and is awaiting arraignment. No further details have been released at this time. Tensions flare early in Wyoming legislature over committee chair dispute. It didn't take long for tensions to rise at the Wyoming legislature this session. Cowboy State Daily reported during the Senate's typical routine confirmation process, Senator Larry Hicks of Baggs called for rejecting Senate President Bo Bightman's nomination of Senator Eric Barlow of Gillette as chair of the Senate Health, Labor, and Social Services Committee. Hicks cited concerns about Barlow's stance on abortion. Hicks accused Barlow of blocking certain abortion bills when he was House Speaker, despite Barlow's pro-life voting record, including support for two major abortion restrictions in 2023. Barlow defended his qualifications and faith. Ultimately, Barlow's nomination passed 28-3, with Hicks, Senator Sherry Steinmetz, and Senator Laura Pearson voting against him. Critics like Senator Jim Anderson of Casper called Hicks' motion frivolous and politically motivated, while Hicks maintained it was a matter of moral conviction. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.